Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Liam Micklem, KCBS foodie champ at Yokai. Chef Mark Zimmerman, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too.
I want to kick off by saying kampai.
Kampai.
And of course, a little sip here. Chef, what are you drinking?
I have a little glass of Pinot Noir.
There we go, gift from the gods right there. We hear the rattle of the shaker in the background. I have the Satsuma Gin. It is light. It's refreshing. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Chef Mark, when I go out to dine, my nose leads me to the great places. And so my nose led me here tonight to Yokai, but it was my ears that were immediately feasted. It's about, of course, your senses here. Beautiful setting, incredible food. I eat with my eyes, but your nose will lead you in because you're close to the kitchen. But your ears are treated as something special here. So, we've got a lot to digest. Name first, Yokai. What's behind the name?
So, Yokai is the word for Japanese spirits. So, the whole idea is we're working with a lot of gin, a lot of vodka that's coming from Japan. And then we're in this building that's got so much history and there's so many spirits that have kind of making their way around here. We're in a building that's over 100 years old.
There's history. You can feel it. There's also some restaurant history here. I'm also feeling it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We've got Terry Kaislin made some tables for us. Some of them came from the former restaurant Qua, which I actually heard is going to be reopening in Los Angeles.
They don't want their tables back.
No kidding. Because we changed the color of them, but they're these beautiful live edge walnut tables. And Terry is one of my very good friends that put it all together. So,
if you've just joined us, Chef Mark Zimmerman, Yokai, and we are talking about this hot little restaurant, formerly Salt House. It's got a great vibe. Music does fill your ears the minute you walk in. And I know for you, all those things come together. The dining experience is about the food, it's about the visual, but it's also about the sonic.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. My early background was in piano performance and started out in college as a music engineering technology major. Quickly ended up in a kitchen cooking, but it's been fun to actually tie it all together here.
I mean, let's talk sound. The minute you walk in, your host stand is a DJ turntable station. You're at the bar. You got the world's best speakers. You're sitting here having dinner. You're looking up. You're seeing albums on the wall. Miles Davis, Neil Diamond, more Miles Davis, Buddy Guy. There's a theme here.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of jazz from vinyl. We're still using some streaming as well. There's some really high quality streaming out there. But we've put together a really nice system. I tracked down some JBL 4341 Pro Series amplifiers, or not amplifiers, Pro Series monitors.
Yeah.
From the 70s, and then we've got a Macintosh preamp that's kind of pushing everything. So
I'm loving this geeky side of the chef. I did not know that this lies within you.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's a fun thing, and I think a lot of it came out of just traveling through Japan and really seeing people taking things seriously when it comes to showcasing music.
So let me ask you this. Your love affair with Japan, where did that begin? When did that become a special place for you? And the food of Japan, when did that first really speak to you?
I think Japanese food first kind of came into play for me when I was working in Las Vegas in the early 2000s, and I'd been doing only French food, and I was relatively fresh out of culinary school, and I ended up applying at Nobu Restaurant. I thought there was no chance that I would ever even get a call, and I did. And when I got in there, just the smells and the aroma and the style of a Japanese kitchen really, it was kind of filled a spot in me from a culinary perspective that I don't think I'd felt before in French kitchens. I love the precision of France, and I love the sauces and the intricacies from that, but the simplicity and just kind of the culture of the Japanese people were a big thing initially for me.
And to that end, Japanese cooking versus French both require enormous amounts of discipline, but the Japanese cuisine seems less complicated. What to you are the differences, firstly in terms of technique and how the food is prepared?
Yeah, I mean, I think outwardly Japanese food appears to be less complicated, but I think a lot of things happen further upstream than in a lot of other cuisines, not just French cuisine, but other cuisines. Just
maybe the aging of the beef, the treatment of the meats.
There's the aging of the beef. There's, I mean, you know, soy sauce is something that's been practiced for thousands of years, and yeah, it's taken many, many, many centuries to perfect. So even when you come into something that's very simple, like tuna with shoyu and wasabi, you're talking about wasabi that's being grown on the top of a hillside where, you know, the water is pristine and it's all volcanic runoff, and then you've got this fish that's been perfectly sourced and found and prepared without being screwed up,
sure,
essentially, right? And then you've got soy sauce, which is that.
Yeah, that's the cloak that Japanese cuisine hides in. Simple. It looks simple, and yet there's all this history, the depth.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. Yeah.
Was there one meal that you had somewhere that kind of shifted things for you?
I don't know. I think it's a collective, a collection of experiences as a whole, and that's kind of a lot what this restaurant is all about.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really call it a Japanese restaurant. I'd say it's a restaurant based on my travels in Japan and the travels of our team in Japan. But I think, you know, a lot of it happened when I was working with Alexander's and I was going to Japan and connecting with farmers and buying beef and just spending time and submersing in the culture.
How does that differ? Farming of beef, we know it does here versus Japan.
Yeah, it's very different. I mean, there's some farms here in the U.S. that are doing very high-quality Wagyu and other beef, especially locally. There's plenty of great grass-fed options happening right now as well. But Japan almost kind of fetishizes it in a way where, you know, these animals are in just pristine health and taken care of while they're with us.
And God bless them while they are here with us. But that last day they have on Earth, and we know that our best meal is to come, and the last day has just been had. Let's dissect the menu. Friends, Yokai, Mission Street, downtown San Francisco. Chef Mark Zimmerman here with me. Chef, tell me about the menu here at Yokai. How is it split up?
So we're kind of in a realm of like California style izakaya. We've got a lot of snacky type things. We've got some raw items, a whole section of that. We've got a couple salads. And then we go into a section of skewers.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I just have to say this. I rarely ever come to a restaurant, look at the intros or the apps, and say, sorry, you have to have every one, because the edamame. Actually, didn't have the chips, so did have the yoja, which, by the way, wow. And, of course, sourdough, seaweed, focaccia. Are you kidding me? I've never seen this on a menu.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We want to create an environment where people can relax and enjoy themselves and enjoy the food, not think too hard, but still have something tasty in front of them while they're here.
And the presentation, Chef, I love the element of surprise when I go out for dinner, and I love that everything presented, it felt like something new.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Let's talk about the skewers. Many styles on this, but what are the ones that you want to highlight?
One of the first things we had to make sure we had was high-quality beef that's going to follow me around for the rest of my career, I have a feeling. So we're working with Chateau Oane again, Hokkaido snow beef. They're a tiny little farm outside of Sapporo, and they've always been great friends of mine. Working with a couple other things, we've got some local king salmon, relatively local king salmon belly, coming from Oregon. We've got some Kauai prawns that are coming in from Hawaii that are just simply grilled and then prepared with a little bit of cherry blossom salt.
Can I talk about the burger? Everyone loves a burger in the city of burger-loving San Franciscans. The Yokai Burger, what's it all about?
That one, we've actually got no Wagyu in at the moment. That's a 50% grind of short rib and chuck. And so that really gives us a nice fattiness to that burger and a great texture. We're preparing it on a brioche bun with lettuce and tomato and just a little bit of tonkatsu sauce that's been mixed with a little mayo that we make in the restaurant. So it's kind of our special sauce.
On the home stretch here, I've got to talk about the slow-cooked oxtail, the Japanese curry. Wow. Flavor bomb city right there. Loved it.
That's a fun one. That's Chef Matt really put that together, and it came out great. It's basically like a very slow-cooked, almost barbecue-style oxtail that then gets braised in a little bit of Japanese curry, and it's served with some lacto-fermented cabbage and onions.
Sweet ending. The kakagori, Japanese shaved ice? I mean, come on. Yes.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a trend right now in the city. You've seen it at a couple different places, but kakigori has been one of those things that everybody loves. There's a reason why it is a trend. We're kind of having some fun with some really, really nice strawberries that have come from Linda Tenbrink, and we've just slow cooked those over the fire with a little bit of vanilla and a sugar syrup, and then we add those to the ice with a little creme anglaise. We've got kind of a fun little pop rock thing that happens with that as well. So
that's the exciting part of that dessert. Listen, I can't leave you, Chef, without talking cocktails. My word, I mean, let's begin with the first one I had tonight, the paper crane. If you love your whiskey, your Japanese whiskey, you have some great offerings here, right?
Yeah, and Jordan Abraham's done a killer job putting this whole list together. Paper crane's a fun one. It's kind of a play on a paper plane. But it's Mars 45 whiskey with umeshu. And then we got Barolo Canato, which is a really cool... what am I trying to say? It's basically like a... kind of like an aperitif that goes with it.
Okay. I just had the Satsuma gin. Light, refreshing, loved it.
Yeah, that gin is incredible. You can drink it on ice very easily. It's amazing.
You got a really cool thing going. I know we've been listening to some jazz tonight. It looks like you're just riffing over there in the kitchen, but I know, no, this menu has been deeply and well thought out. I know this is an ambition plan of yours for some time. So to see this up and running, to see people enjoying the music, enjoying the food, how does that sit with you? Do you have moments, enough moments for you to enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've all put in a lot to this, the group and all the partners that are involved. But yeah, to finally get it to the place where it is, and we can sit after work and sip a little whiskey and crank these speakers up as loud as they go, and I think everything from Rachmaninoff to Iron Maiden has come through these speakers in the past couple of days.
So. Just don't forget Neil Diamond.
Yeah, and Neil Diamond.
Well, friends, listen, it's time to celebrate beautiful San Francisco. There are great things happening here. There's a new restaurant here with a knockout bar, a place you can come for an intimate dinner for two, maybe with a little group of friends. We're sitting on the friends table right here, aren't we?
Absolutely. Friends are great here. Lots of sharing, just lively, chill environment.
Chef Mark Simon, Chef, thank you so much. Thanks for making our tummies happy. Friends, do yourself a favor. On Mission Street, 545 Mission Downtown, San Francisco, Yokai. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. I'll have another double, please. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.